Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. The Senate last night passed the most significant gun legislation in nearly three decades. The bipartisan bill comes from negotiations between 10 Republican and 10 Democratic senators after the two most recent mass shootings in Uvalde and Buffalo. Democrat Michael Bennett.
This country accounted for 97% of deaths of kids that were 4 years and under. What a disgrace!
The bill doesn't include everything gun safety advocates wanted, but senators say it's a compromise. Republican John Cornyn.
Will it save lives? Will it save lives? And I believe the answer to that is yes. And that makes this worth doing.
The legislation will expand background checks for buyers under 21, but won't ban assault weapons. The measure now goes to the House, where it's expected to pass. The House Select Committee, investigating the deadly January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol, plans to resume public hearings next month. NPR's Lexi Schapetel reports it follows testimony by former Justice Department officials about an Oval Office confrontation days before the insurrection.
On January 3rd, then-President Trump called top Justice Department officials to the Oval Office. Trump had been trying to convince them to sign on to letters alleging voter fraud in Georgia and other states. When he was unsuccessful, he intended to replace the acting attorney general with someone who supported his false claims, an environmental lawyer in the DOJ named Jeffrey Clark. Richard Donahue, the former acting deputy attorney general, said he told the president that would spark a mass exodus.
You're going to lose your entire department leadership. Every single AAG will walk out on you. Your entire department leadership will walk out within hours.
Clark appeared before the committee in February, but pled the fifth dozens of times. Lexi Schapetel, NPR News, The Capitol.
Family members of those who died in the collapse of a condo tower in Surfside, Florida, gathered early this morning to light a commemorative torch. NPR's Greg Allen reports 98 people died a year ago when a portion of the Champlain Tower's south building fell with little warning.
A public memorial service for those who died in the collapse is planned in Surfside this morning. Family members, officials, and some of those who took part in the search for survivors are among those speaking. The event will be the first time the public is being allowed onto the Champlain Tower South site since the collapse. It's cleared of rubble now and has been sold to a developer who's expected to rebuild on the nearly 2-acre oceanfront lot. Plans are underway for a permanent memorial for the victims, but a site hasn't yet been chosen. This week, a judge in Miami approved a $1.2 billion settlement that resolves all claims related to the collapse. A federal investigation into what caused the building failure isn't expected to be complete until next year. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
Stock futures are trading higher. Dow futures are up about 0.6%. You're listening to NPR News. The head of the United Nations says the world faces catastrophe over the growing food shortage. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the war in Ukraine fueled an unprecedented global hunger crisis that's already affecting hundreds of millions of people. And he says several famines could be declared this year, with more expected next year. In a video message today to officials from dozens of countries who are gathered in Berlin, Guterres says UN negotiators have been working on a deal that would enabled Ukraine to export food and let Russia bring food and fertilizer to world markets without restrictions. If you think all bacteria are microscopic, think again. As NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce reports, scientists have just found a kind of bacteria that grows as big as a human eyelash.
These bacteria look like white hairs or filaments. They grow in certain mangrove swamps on leaves that accumulate underwater. Jean-Marie Vallon is with the Laboratory for Research in Complex Systems in California. He says this bacteria can be about a centimeter long. It's by far the largest known.
These bacteria are about 5,000 times larger than most bacteria.
The new species is described in the journal Science. So far, no one knows what advantage it gets, if any, from growing so large. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.
Crude oil futures are trading higher, up 1.6% at $106.04 a barrel. U.S. futures contracts are higher. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.